Over 40 in Vancouver, episode 107. Wow.
Wow.
2 in 1 week. Will I post 3 in 1 week? We'll see.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Here at Commercial Street Cafe, drinking espresso tonic in the warmth.
I'm just drinking a coffee. The
cross-country skied.
The question of the day for the tips jar already. Is awesome.
Which it's is, like, I don't read those things anymore.
Who would you fight to the death? The Easter
Nobody.
Bunny or a leprechaun?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, they don't get a tip then.
Well, then I would give them a tip. I give them a tip without answering the question.
Oh, okay.
I abstained from answering, but I would still, I still tipped.
I picked the Easter Bunny. Leprechauns, I figured, can be mean dudes.
Like, well, leprechauns will throw Guinness bottles at you.
Some of those...
just kidding.
Some of those Irish fairy tales are pretty grim.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, last day of cross-country skiing.
At Cypress. I think there's one more weekend, bonus weekend at Whistler Olympic Park.
Okay.
In Whistler. I don't know. I think so. And I think Manning might.
So where do you, you mostly go to Cypress?
Only go to Cypress.
You only go to, why only West, go to Cypress?
Because Whistler Olympic Park is too far away. Manning Park is even a little farther. It's 2 hours one way.
Okay.
If you include the traffic.
And how far is Cypress from here?
33 kilometers. You can do it in, I've done it in as little as 36 minutes.
But
normally it's 47. The bridge is never a problem in the morning.
Oh, okay.
The bridge is zero issue on a weekend morning. Weekend morning, yes. Weekday mornings are a different issue, but I never go on weekday mornings, so not retired yet, so. Yeah, 33 kilometers one way if you take Lionsgate, and about 38 kilometers if you take Second Narrows, at least from where we live.
And there's still snow up there?
As always, there's plenty of snow.
Yeah, this is the thing I've heard with Vancouver. The weather starts to get a little springy and people forget about skiing.
Oh, I think because people who live in Vancouver have a lot of options for sports. There's always a distraction from any sport you want to focus on. So, but yeah, you get into April and people want to sail and golf and bicycle.
Yep.
In fact, I saw a guy with his backcountry skis attached to his road bike cycling up the Cypress Road today.
That's awesome.
People do that. And that's like the fourth person in 4 years I've seen do that. But,
I wouldn't want to do that in the snow or like foggy weather.
That road is 90% clear in winter. 90%. It's the 10% of the time when it's slippery on a two-wheeled vehicle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it in March because you could. I feel like there's black ice.
Like
April the 1st, maybe sooner with climate change, I guess. Yeah, there's plenty of snow up there. This year has been a bad snow year, but so the parking lot to the
Nordic Center, right?
The Nordic ski area, which is 12 kilometers up the road on Cypress, and the downhill is 15 kilometers. The parking lot level is brown and free of snow, but you go up very small rise, 3 meters to the sign with the, you know, all ski resorts have a sign that gives you a rough outline of the resort, rough map. And it's not brown and it's fine. And then you go up. And so, as I said, the parking lot is May. And once you get to the upper warming hut level, they have an upper warming hut and they have a lower warming hut. Once you get to the upper warming hut, it's January. Like, there's enough snow there. Of course, they're not going to groom it, so there's enough snow to last at least till the end of April.
5 months in 200 feet of elevation or something.
I don't know. But I know in the old days, it wasn't uncommon for it to snow in August at Cypress Nordic, like in the old days, 1990s, apparently in 1980s. It was quite common for them to get a huge snowfall in October in the old days.
Well,
not anymore.
I remember
in November, early December.
I remember in the old days, even grouse, they were closing grouse, even though there was lots of snow on the mountains.
Well, I think it was in, was that Seymour? A grouse Seymour Cypress, because there was so much snow in June of 99, they opened for Canada Day. They had hot dogs and hamburgers.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was Cypress, Seymour, or grouse. I'm not sure. I think it was Seymour or grouse, actually. Grouse, I think, because it's south-facing. The cut or whatever that ski run is called, it
melts sooner.
Was suits. the quickest of the three, but the back part, as soon as I think there is a back part of grouse, the back part of grouse will still have plenty of stuff.
Yeah, but that's blue. Well, the green one is the cut, so
they're not that hard compared to Whistler or Austria. Oh, yeah, or they're not enough. That hard, like, especially with modern ski downhill skis and snowboards that just basically do all the work for you.
Blue's okay as long as it's not icy or bumpy.
That's the thing about spring skiing, whether you're on a snowboard, cross-country skis, or downhill skis, after about 11 a.m., it snows soft.
So how much does it cost you to do, like...
$220.
For a pass?
Including tax. Yes.
Does that include parking, or is that
just... Includes parking, and they started enforcing parking, much to the chagrin of all the freeloaders, or... I don't know, I think it's a park. I don't even know why they should... I mean, I'm not into cars, obviously, as I've expressed often in this... Perhaps not often enough in this podcast, but... And I'm not into parking, but the parking lot is mostly empty. Like, the biggest times for Cypress Nordic are Christmas, usually when they have less snow, because that's... It usually snows, like, October or November, and then there's a period of no precipitation around Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the busiest time, when the bad snow is there, because that's the kids. Mm-hmm. The kids want to snow... As soon as the kids realize...
Use all their gifts.
Oh, I got a snowboard for Christmas. They want a snowboard. Yeah. They want to, you know... So Christmas, March break, family day. They get a lot of trips during the weekdays, but otherwise it's empty. It's dead. So I guess it's bursty. Yeah. Cypress Nordic is an interesting place. It is very... I like to say...
It's so easy.
Not beginner hospitable. I wouldn't say unfriendly.
Really?
Most cross-country skiing, like if you go to Banning or if you go to Gatineau Park or if you go to some place in Vermont or Quebec, it's flat at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, and Cypress isn't. You're always on a hill.
Well, Cypress is never actually really flat. There isn't much flats.
That, like, doesn't surprise me. Side of a mountain.
It's rolling hills, you know, and mountains, and it was built by European immigrants. From Scandinavian countries and elsewhere in Europe.
Who also have mountains.
Yeah, and they wanted to ski jump. It wasn't about cross-country skiing. They wanted to ski jump. So they built a ski jump, which we don't get enough snow for people to ski jump. And it's been just long dismantled, like 40 years, 50 years.
Okay.
But people used to go there for the ski jump.
I did not know that.
It's like so many things we forget about history. Like if you see the pictures of people bicycling at Stanley Park, another thing that we forget is there... People complain about weight, like, oh my God. Like,
oh, I know.
Moby bikes, like, and they're like, oh, well, have you seen the... people complain about the weight of the Moby bikes. I'm like, yeah, they're heavy, sure. By your standards, but if you see the pictures of them cycling and a man cycling in a tweed vest with an undershirt, a suit jacket, a tie.
If you saw the pictures
50-pound bicycle,
of the surveyors that were like surveying the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And the clothing they had and the weight they had to carry.
I mean, it's much better today. I don't want to go back.
I couldn't
sure.
do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do either. It.
Mad props. I don't know how it was ever done.
I really don't know how women in their full bloomers and stuff bicycled in Stanley Park. They did. It was a form of emancipation. So yes. there was a conscious effort from some women.
I saw a really interesting video.
The gender barrier.
I saw a really interesting video linking bicycling to the suffragettes.
Yeah. So it was not a good year. I only went 26 times. Most years I go over 30, if not over 40. But at $220 a pop, times divided by 30, let's say it's basically free.
Oh, I'm
modulo the cost of gas.
Yeah,
of course.
No, I'm thinking like $200 for a pass these days doesn't get even to a fitness center to do stuff.
No, they raised it to $320 this year, but then they gave you a $50 gift card because people complained.
Oh,
which no one's going to use. So nobody uses those gift cards, at least in my family, because we're terrible at using these things.
I have a hard time. What was it for? More Cypress stuff?
Cypress has a gift card system. You can put it on your credit card, or you can put it on your ski pass, or you could, or it, they'll just load up your account with.
Oh, you can't.
It's like so Starbucks bucks.
You can't forward it to next year's pass.
No, you can't use it as cash. But you can buy beer, hamburgers, French fries.
Okay.
They're quite famous for their poutine at Cypress Nordic, and the kids love it. I mean, when I taught kids for 7 years cross country skiing, they love the poutine and they love the the Nordic hut. But that was, now they've renovated it. It's all modern. But yeah, I mean, not the best place to learn, because
where would you learn? Where would you recommend
people learn? Super flat.
Yeah, well, where's that in the lower mainland?
Whistler Olympic Park.
That's the problem. Like you said, you're not going to go there from Vancouver to learn.
If you're in Whistler downhill, it's 11 kilometers. It's easy drive if you have a car already, or if you have wheels from somebody else. Yeah, it's with global climate change, it's cross-country skiing in the lower mainland is going to become very problematic. I think what we'll end up doing, as I've said to you before, but probably not on this podcast, is we'll end up being like in Switzerland or Austria or various parts of Western Europe, where they take a downhill ski lift up hundreds of meters vertical, and they will
go to the top of the glacier.
They will carve cross-country ski trails at the top of a lift, which they don't do in North America because we don't have to. But yeah, I think climate change has hit the Alps faster, or maybe it was always just had less snow than here. I'm not sure, but they definitely have a tradition of high altitude cross-country skiing that we don't have in North America. Maybe in Utah.
Yeah. Well,
and a few other places, like Canmore, Alberta is not high altitude wise. Like the Rockies are much higher. Like the downhill skiing is much higher.
Relatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah. And Canmore that would be a good place to learn if you have the money to go to Canmore. They have the best teachers. A lot of ex-Olympians.
From downtown Vancouver, where would you go?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Get somebody else to drive you to Cyprus.
We'll end on a positive note saying, like, you had a good day today, at least.
Oh, it was fantastic. 10 kilometers, soft snow, went to the summit. Yeah, I took pictures. It was fantastic. It really was. Spring skiing is the best cross-country skiing. I just wish that we could somehow convince the powers that be at Cyprus to pay people to groom it for another one or two weekends, because it's always one or two weekends too short, I feel. Maybe that's just for the hardcore people like me.
Maybe.
But
so you need to convince more people to go up with you. That's
not gonna happen. It's a cult. It ain't gonna happen. Okay. People are more likely to learn how to snowshoe because you don't have to learn anything. And that's fine. I'm not disparaging snowshoeing. I'm just saying you don't have to learn anything to snowshoe. And that's a good thing. But yeah. If you don't have ice skating balance for cross-country skiing, or if you don't have downhill ski balance for classic, you're going to have a hard time. Or snowboarding balance. Like if you've done a snow sport, you can take cross-country skiing. The problem where it will get you is it requires more leg strength and requires more cardio, or at least more bursty cardio.
Yep.
Downhill skiing is bursty cardio, but you're skiing downhill. You're not powering your way uphill, which is a different set of muscles.
Cycling is a good counter.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Swimming would be better. Well, but, you know, we can talk about that in another podcast.
There you go.
Wow. Another season in the can.
Yeah.
I'm Roland from Commercial Street Cafe.
I'm Dale from Commercial Street Cafe.
How'd you?